My name is Becky Morgan, and you're listening to my podcast series, Finish Strong. Trends are unlikely to stand the test of time. They do, however, last longer than fads, and some may reflect improved understanding of how to be competitive in a changing environment. While we can certainly expect the pendulum of change to swing in a different direction over time, I'd like to give you a quick summary of four trends I see in manufacturing around the world as we enter the last half of 2014. First, partnerships that have meaning. Partnership is a word that's been tossed around, and for many it has meant the big guy beats up on the little guy. But the current trend is that they actually have meaning. Supply chains must create competitive advantage for all involved if the partners are to succeed over time. This trend reflects a growing understanding of the total cost of ownership and that suppliers are not the enemy. Rather, they can make us better if only we'll listen. And if we listen to them, they'll listen to us. The second major trend I see is reshoring. Now, unfortunately, that's a buzzword, so don't let that distract you. Let's look at what's really happening. Companies are beginning to understand that labor costs are not the only driver, and typically not even a primary driver. Close to supply or close to market is the strategic question. Close to cheap labor rarely is. It's really right-shoring when thought through strategically, and more companies are doing just that. Next, lean product development processes that reduce time to market, but also life cycle costs. Now, this thinking has been around for a long time, but companies are beginning to understand that concurrent engineering is not enough. Involving not only manufacturing engineering, but also production, quality, supply chain, and even maintenance personnel early in the development of product and production processes is making a magnificent difference for companies that do it well. Finally, open innovation. Open innovation is being approached carefully by those in traditional industries, but those that define the leading edge realize they can't do it best alone. Many companies still believe that patents and patent protection is the key to their long-term success, and they play advances very close to the vest. Others are learning from open source software and amorphous internet-based groups that come and go as needed to solve problems and create new possibilities. For example, some see Anonymous as a nefarious band of criminals. Others see an amazingly powerful group learning and working together for common cause. That's a model we can learn from. The trend towards free music and free movies is changing the models for intellectual property. Some industries think it can't happen to them. Others are looking for how to shape those changes as the wave continues to build across economic sectors. It will come your direction. We all know that cross-functional teams can often solve problems more effectively than closed groups. Look at open innovation as magnifying the benefits of cross-functional. Not invented here, or NIH, is not the credo of a company long for this world. While many changes are occurring in manufacturing, I have just described four trends that I see as I visit and talk with companies around the world. None of these trends can be treated as copy and paste actions, but each has the potential to improve a business if aligned strategically with the future that you want to create. I suggest you ask yourself, as a steward of my company's future, do I and my team understand these trends as well as we should? You've been listening to my podcast series, Finish Strong, with me, Becky Morgan. For more information, visit my website at www.fulcrumcwi.com.